Mix 106.5.
Hello, everyone. Charlotte, what accent would you like today? Charlotte edits the show every day for us. You know, Charlotte's our producer and says every day I have some different type of accent. For some reason, I always come in.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Vaguely.
It's always some kind of, it almost sounds like, I don't mean to, but it says I always have some type of like, sounds like I have an accent, like I'm trying
yesterday
to have an accent.
Yesterday you were like, hello.
Hello, everyone.
And then my all-time favorite is, happy to have you here.
Happy to have you here. It's almost like German or something.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy one more sleep.
Let's get to that, man. Yeah, tomorrow's going to be Friday. We're going to be feeling a whole lot better. I feel like the gas tank's a little on E today. Are you feeling tired today? I'm feeling sleepy.
Sleep, yeah.
Let's chant that. We have a tradition here on Thursdays. We chant the words one more sleep. I hope you'll participate with us three times. Chant those words. We're going to cheer in 3, 2, 1. One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep. Woo! Yeah, it feels good. Dude, your podcast is super deep. I didn't know it was going to be like super deep. I started listening this morning.
You listened to the episode with my mom?
Yeah. Jess has a brand new podcast out. And like, I didn't
really... Oh, no, not in the morning.
Yeah, I know. And like, I didn't know what to
not
expect.
At 5 a.m.
So I was like, oh, it's going to be a nice, light, fun podcast. And it's not that it's not fun, but it's definitely not fun. Do you want to explain your new podcast?
Yeah, so my podcast is called Life in Bloom with Jess, and it's just conversations with different women in my family. And the idea stemmed from me just wanting to record conversations with my family members just for myself. And I'm blessed to have just a lot of very strong women who have raised me, and I felt like the conversations could also be impactful and maybe inspirational to others who have gone through maybe similar things that they have in their life. And what I love about it is my main thing is I want to know what they've gone through, but also how they problem solve and how they feel about certain things, where they are at the age they are with the life experience that they have.
Yeah.
And what's been really cool about it is the conversations that I'm having, it's like I'm learning a lot of things and asking a lot of things that I typically wouldn't be, just because, like, I mean, you're not going to ask certain questions at like a family barbecue,
right,
or
sitting around with mom, just like,
yeah,
hey, mom, by the way, tell me about this time that you blah, blah, blah.
Right,
or probably
right.
Enough of us, or a lot of us, wouldn't take the opportunity to do it probably before it was too late.
Exactly.
And that's awesome opportunity for you to do that you would now have forever that you're sharing with everybody. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's really cool.
Thank you. And I'm really proud of my mom. My mom is not a public speaker. She's not, that's just not something
that
she's,
first thing she says,
that she's into, yeah, you know? And so I'm really thankful that she was so open and vulnerable with a lot of things. I appreciate that about her.
Life with Bloom with Jess. So go look it up, man. But just know it's not like, it's not super fun, silly Jess. It's like the more serious side of Jess, but it's definitely an in-depth, vulnerable side of
She's like, I don't like doing this, but I'm doing it.
You can tell. It's like one of those things. You ever do that with your kids too, where like your kids come to you and they're like, hey, like, I need you to go do this. I need you to go do that. And they're like, all right, well, obviously your mom will do anything to support you.
Yeah.
You can tell she's like,
okay.
We got to do a podcast. I guess we're going to do a podcast. So, all right.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Calling out sick turned one woman in Baltimore into a multi-millionaire. The Baltimore City woman calls herself Sleepless Flower Girl because after this adventure, sleep was hard to come by. She's a federal employee and she called out sick due to a sinus infection. So the mother of one just felt like maybe making a smoothie would help her feel better. So she went to the Safeway on Hereford Road to buy some ingredients. And while she was there, she was like, hey, let me just buy a lottery ticket maybe. Well, the scratch-off ended up hitting the $5 million jackpot.
I love that, man.
The lucky winner said that she plans on buying a new house with her winnings.
As you should.
What?
Like, that's so rad.
It's
I love
cool.
stories like that. I love, I mean, because like it's cool if anybody wins $5 million, but it's even cooler when it's a story like that. Mm-hmm. Of like just a game of chance and like you just happened to be there.
She wasn't feeling
a
good.
Typical thing.
She's
where
a
you
mom.
Just, yeah, I love it.
Congrats.
Number two.
If you have been dreaming about the return of McDonald's snack wraps, we might finally have a date for you to look forward to. So back in December, McDonald's did confirm on Good Morning America that snack wraps would be making a comeback sometime this year in 2025. But this week, they dropped another clue on social media by posting snack wraps 0x 14, 2025. That means the snack wraps are coming back on the 14th of some mystery month before October, so it's likely landing somewhere between now and September. Still no official month, but fans can start emotionally preparing.
What is so good about these things?
I don't know. Everyone is so obsessed.
I don't know about these. I've heard the name, but to me, it looks like, is this the one that has like the chicken finger, the chicken strip in it? Is that a wrap? Yeah. But it's like the fried chicken strip, right?
Yeah, and
it's
like lettuce and right. tortilla.
It looks like the most basic ass thing I've ever seen. And so like when I see this thing and I see y'all freaking out, you're just like, oh my God, I gotta get that snack wrap. I'm like, why? Y'all could literally make this at home so easily.
Okay, but I think that's the thing. Like, it's probably so simple where people were like, why are you going to take it away if it's so simple to make? And like, that's the whole point of fast food. Like, they clearly don't have time to make it themselves. So like, why would you take it away?
If you're like the stan of this person, if this wrap, if you're like the person that just like, oh my God, I love the snack wrap so bad. Can you just text us and tell us why? Like, what are we missing here? Because to us, it just looks like the most basic thing you can buy.
Number one.
So, 21 years later, how does Bobby Brown really feel about Britney Spears' 2004 version of his hit song, My Prerogative? Well, apparently, the man hates it. Brown says Spears butchered his song. But apparently, Bobby doesn't really like anybody else's take on his work and doesn't think anyone did justice to any of the samples that have been used. So let's take a listen and kind of remind you. Which one do you want to play first?
Start Bobby's.
Okay.
Okay. And now we'll go to Britney, and this is... Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Sir, what is your issue?
I mean, it's literally the same song.
It's literally the same. So here's the deal. Bobby cleared My Prerogative without hearing what they were going to do with it because he said, I trust Britney. I trust the producer that was on it, Teddy Riley. But that's something that he doesn't do anymore. So now, ever since then, he has to listen to the finished track that is featuring his sample before he approves it. But I'm like, sir, what is the difference? Also, by the way, she includes him. You still hear him in the song. Like, she could have just sang it herself. Yeah. I think it sounds incredible. I don't know why he's upset.
It's the same thing.
It's literally the same thing.
I'm like, what? Wait,
butchered
why?
What? The words are the same. The lyrics are the same. What are you talking about?
Why is he mad about it so late? Like, why is he mad about this? The song's been out for so long.
He was doing an interview with Shannon Sharp on his podcast, Club Shay Shay, and Shannon asked him, like, whose version of song do you love the most? And this man literally was like, nobody's. And Shannon was like, well, what about Britney? He was like, no, not even hers. He's like, what the heck? Why?
That does sound like Bobby Brown, doesn't it? Like, it kind of sounds like something Bobby Brown might say nowadays. So, okay, it's fair. It's fair. All right.
I don't agree. I think Britney's version sounds incredible.
I mean, just about the same. Yep.
This is Jess. That's your top three.
Do you remember witnessing something that had never happened before on primetime television? A character coming out as gay. And so did the actor playing it. Do you remember this? It's something we're going to reminisce because it happened this week back in 1997 in our Throwback Thursday segment, okay? And if you love nostalgia, this is like the perfect segment for you. That's all we're going to do for like the next like 3 minutes. All nostalgia. Let's start with music, though. Today, back in 2016, Rihanna had the number one song in Maryland with Work.
Work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me there.
What was it? I remember watching this for the first time and I was like, what am I looking at and why am I mesmerized and why do I love this so much?
What was this video? I don't
know. It was her. It was like she had a green top on. She had a red lip. It was her and Drake. And like Drake is obviously in love with her and she's obviously not in love with him, but it was still a vibe and they were partying.
I still hope for these two to get back together.
They're never getting back together.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. There's still a hope
ASAP,
in my heart.
No, her and ASAP are soulmates and their sons are
gorgeous.
I just want it.
Literally.
I just want it. 2006, Daniel Powder had the number one song today, the 17th of April with Bad Day.
Aww. You know what? Good for him.
He just needed one. He just needed one song. It's what he needed.
It took over the whole year.
It did. He had a song. He's done. 2001, Janet. All For You. Still one of my favorite Janet songs.
Same.
Like, I mean, it's hard to pick a favorite Janet, but like, this is just a fun Janet song.
It's just, I mean, even not just Janet's song, I think it's one of the best songs of all time.
It's just fun, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Wish we could play the whole song. It's just... All right, and this week, do you guys remember when Ellen came out as gay? Did you watch that live?
I didn't watch it live, but I do remember when she came out. So when you said that story, I thought of her.
It was crazy watching that live. 1997 was the year when Ellen came out as gay, not only as a human, but on the TV show as well. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty crazy because that's the first time anybody had done it
on TV.
And even as a kid, because I'd have been 12, 13 at that point. And I was kind of confused because sexuality was still kind of new to me. I didn't really quite know what to make of it at that point, you know? So if you don't remember the episode, Ellen was basically, she was in an airport and she was trying to come out to this other character, Susan, and she eventually leaned over the PA system and it went like this.
This is so hard, but I think I've realized that I am, I can't even say the word. Why can't I say the word? I mean, why can't I just say? I mean, what is wrong? That why do I have to be so ashamed? I mean, why can't I just say the truth? I mean, be who I am. I'm 35 years old. I'm so afraid to tell people. I mean, I just, Susan, I'm gay.
Like literally through a whole airport thing, you know, to everybody. And of course, the whole crowd didn't know it was coming. So then like it was everyone kind of freaked out over there. Now, that obviously came with a lot of people cheering. The LGBTQ groups were really rallying behind her. But a lot of advertisers started pulling out because it had just never been seen on TV before.
Yeah.
The show got canceled a year later. But that then led to the future of shows like Will and Grace and Glee and Modern Family.
Incredible. Where
being gay was completely open. And that's Throwback Thursday for today. Do you feel like maybe there's just some things that maybe you just really never get over? I'm really starting to just maybe mentally prepare that maybe I'll just never fully get over this assault. In case you're new to the show, and I don't mean to make that so jarring, I was jumped, man, what was it? Maybe a year and a half ago now?
2 years now?
It was in October. So I guess about a year and a half ago. You want to give the backstory there for those who don't know?
Sure. You were literally just going for a walk. I mean, it wasn't even like what, around like 6 o'clock. It wasn't even that late.
Yeah.
And you ended up Kramer got jumped and assaulted and his phone was stolen. He was pretty much knocked out. And that's kind of what has caused a lot of the concussion issues that you still kind of suffer. I mean, definitely a lot better than how it was, but still trying to figure out on how to get rid of some of the lingering dizziness that you still have.
Still dealing with. And y'all been so cool. Y'all been checking in. And that's really the latest. I've still got these like kind of lingering dizzy issues that I'm still trying to figure out. And it's been super annoying. But one thing that I've been happy about is I feel like when it comes to the fear factor of it all, that's gotten a hell of a lot better.
That's really good.
I feel like I can kind of get back out by myself a lot, and I don't have to really worry about being in public as much, especially as it gets dark. Last night, though, I decided it wasn't that late. It was, God, what was it? Maybe 5 o'clock yesterday. It was nice out last night.
Right, yeah.
And I just decided to go for a walk down in Columbia. The lakes in Columbia, super public, really nice. A lot of people out before I went to yoga. And there was a group of teenagers that came up behind me. And for some reason, it felt so reminiscent of what happened to me. And for some reason, it like triggered my brain into like, oh my gosh, like, is this like the same thing? And you know, it's almost like I went back to the same day that I got attacked. And I had those same feelings, like that same panicked feeling, even though, you know, I didn't feel like I was really threatened, but it's almost like I went back into those same exact...
It was just kind of like a flashback you didn't have control over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like by just seeing a group of kids, and these kids were actually seemed younger, because the group of people that attacked me were like in their 20s. These kids seemed to be like in their teens. But just like seeing a group of kids coming up towards me, something I haven't felt in a while, and felt good about that, by the way, something I felt like I was freed of. All of a sudden, I got all those same like panicked feelings all over again. And I guess I had like this level of like disappointment of, will I ever feel free of this assault? Because now I'm like, will this always be a part of like my life? You know what I mean? Like, will this ever, are there things do you feel like that are just never going to go away because it's just part of who you are now? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do think you should give yourself credit because that's not something you really have control over when your brain just kind of took you there.
Right.
And I think just, and I think when a lot of things happen to us and traumatic experiences, it's not like you really have any control of when it's going to take you to that space.
Right.
And I also don't want you, I can't relate to you in the attack aspect because I've never felt that before, but I can relate to the feeling of constantly having to look around your surroundings and be concerned for my safety, because I think as women that's just something that we've always had to experience and deal with.
Sure.
Of course it's not in the same category as what you experienced, but I don't want you to feel upset or angry if now as a person you're just more cautious. That doesn't mean that you can't live your life, but that also doesn't mean that now you feel like you, I don't want you to get frustrated to be like, okay, so before I do this, or just to be more mindful of when you're doing things, you know?
Right.
I think you should be proud of yourself for going on a walk by yourself.
It does feel good.
I think that's, I know if someone hearing that doesn't think that that's a big deal, but to someone who went through something that you did, that is a big deal.
It does. Yeah. There's little baby steps of things that I took for granted before that getting back, like getting a walk back is so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like being able to walk by myself again is like monumental, which I know for a lot of you sounds insane, but just to be able to get out and like even just go for a walk is like, wow, like I'll never take that for granted again.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
All right, here we go. $1,000 in free gas. What we say is, why don't you play these questions in your car right now, even if you're not the contestant for the day? See how you do. It's always really good because one day I want you to call, play these questions as well, and see how you could actually be the winner for this dash in gas. Today, though, is caller number 10. Who's this?
Hey, it's Donna.
Donna, get out of the goddamn shower. Get out of the shower.
Wait, Donna, are you literally stepping out of the tub or shower right now? What are you doing?
Donna,
are you?
Donna's on the commode right now. Donna, get off the commode and get over here.
Oh, my goodness. Donna, it's been too long.
Donna. I'm going to tell you something about Donna. I walked into our sister station, Today's 101.9.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and I'll
be
gosh darned if I didn't hear Donna calling in to win another prize on a different radio station. I don't mess with that, Donna, but I'm going to let it slide this one time, okay?
It's home to family, though.
It's fine. It's all right, Donna.
It's okay, Donna.
Let it slide. It's all about you and this game right now, Donna. You know how we do this. We're going to explain this to everybody else, then we're going to play for this $1,000, okay?
If you can answer seven trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. Miss Donna, you ready to play?
Okie dokes.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash in gas starts
Question number one. What element does Na represent on the periodic table?
Yes.
Question number two. Who starred as the Matrix's Neo?
Don't know.
Question number three. Which country is Machu Picchu located?
I'm sorry, what?
Machu Picchu. Which country is that located? Machu Picchu.
Peru.
Correct. Question number four. Who directed the movie Jaws?
Steven Spielberg.
Correct. Question number five. What a color is the X in the FedEx logo?
Red.
It's not red, Donna. It's not red. But I just love how Donna is just like, I don't know.
No,
like,
pass.
We've never had someone
pass.
Say, I don't know. But that's some good vulnerability that we love on this show, Donna. We love that. All right, Jessica, let's start from the top and let's go through this with Ms. Donna, okay?
Yeah, number one, which element does Na represent on the periodic table? That is sodium.
Yeah, good old table salt, yep.
A little science class action for you. Number two, who starred as the Matrix's Neo? That is Keanu Reeves.
And by the way, saying the Matrix is hard. Sorry about that.
You got number 3 correct. You got 4 correct. And number 5, what color is the X, the EX, and the FedEx logo? That is purple.
It's purple.
I know. Let's see how you would have done on this question.
Jess, by the way, answered that question very easily, but her dad also worked for UPS for a long time.
That's so true. Yeah. So in my brain, FedEx is the enemy.
Yeah.
So that's my bad. Number 6. No shade, no tea. We're all good now. Number 6. What 1997 movie features Bruce Willis in a fight for survival against a giant meteor?
You know this one. Is
Armageddon.
Yeah, go. Armageddon. Question number 7. What's the name for a group of giraffes?
Do you know this one?
I have no idea.
It's Tower.
It's a tower. Didn't know that.
I had no idea about that either.
But now we know.
Tower?
A tower. It's a tower. So.
Wow.
So now
that's kind of cool. It's a kind of cool fun fact for us.
You know.
Miss Donna, we always love when you call. Please call more.
Yeah, you know that. Well, I don't know. She's so busy calling the other radio stations.
So popular.
Well, this game has become very popular. It has become popular. But you know, whenever...
Very hard to get through.
Well, whenever you have time to get to us, Donna, between the other radio stations, we're always here for you. So, all right, Donna, we love you so much, and we'll do this again same time tomorrow, okay?
Love you guys, too. Have a good one, hon.
Have a good day, Miss Donna, and make sure to get your gas from Dashen. They fuel with top tier, which means Dashen meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top tier gasoline at Dashen.
Okay, so... Her husband didn't tear up at their wedding, but he teared up at his other big moment. Does she have the right to be upset? And really what I'm more curious about is, had this happened to anybody here in Maryland? How often does this happen, all right? This is a trending story that just made me laugh this morning. Do you want to give the backstory here, Jess, of what's happening in this?
So this woman is really upset with her husband because they got married 2 years ago. And when they got married 2 years ago and her husband sees her in her wedding dress and the whole situation, he does not cry. Right. Yeah. Like not a tear this man shed
not
on
one.
His wedding day. However, Rory McIlroy just completed his career grand slam at the 2025 Masters, and her husband was crying when this man won the Masters.
So she calls into a radio show up in Canada to share this story. We'll play a clip from this.
Listen. We got married 2 years ago, and he sees me in my wedding dress coming down the aisle. This man does not shed a tear. My dad gave this beautiful speech on our wedding day. Nothing. Yesterday, he's watching this golf tournament, and he cried when whatever his name is, when he won, he cried over a golf. It is the maddest I've ever been.
Okay. First off, let's debate that really quick. Does she have the right to be upset over that?
Hell yeah,
you
she
think
does.
So? Like, would you be upset, like, if literally your partner, like, shed a tear, not one over you, but, like, literally over a sports game?
A golf tournament?
Would you be pretty upset over that? I mean, I feel like, probably there'd be a little bit of hostility you might want to call into your local radio station. How often, though? I'm wondering if we can get a call here in Maryland of that happening to you. Did your partner not cry at your wedding, but you caught them crying over
something else?
Yeah, something that seemed way less insignificant.
Like the Masters?
Like the Masters, or something that you were like,
a tournament
really?
That he wasn't even playing in? Like, what? Do you even know him? Like, do you know him personally? What?
Y'all, this story is so massively triggering for me. My wedding day, let's go back to 2009. My ex-wife, and this maybe this is a sign, I don't know. We're there on our wedding day. I am literally in tears watching my ex-wife walk down the aisle. It's the happiest day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I say the sweetest vows to this woman. This woman looks at me stone-faced, right? Like not a tear comes out of this woman's eyes. I will be damned if it's not months later and we are sitting there and we are watching, I think it is the second Twilight movie. Was it New Moon?
No!
Not New Moon!
And to be fair, my ex-wife wasn't like a super emotional person.
Which is fair. Yeah.
I maybe saw her cry maybe twice.
Yeah.
It was like when our dog died, and then honestly, Twilight New Moon.
Twilight 2.
I don't even remember the scene, but if that woman did not bust out into tears over Twilight New Moon,
yeah.
in tears. I don't remember the scene of what happened. Can't remember.
And you took that personally.
Took that personally.
Did you bring that up to her?
I was like, are you seriously crying? I wrote the best. We had the most beautiful. And honestly, y'all, it was the most beautiful wedding. It was a great, fantastic wedding. That woman did not shed a tear. Did not even show like a sign of emotion.
So that's kind of like a bigger question. So if your partner doesn't cry at the wedding, are they not allowed to cry for the rest of their life?
The rest of her life. What? I better not even see
Garage
one.
Garage Boy, what it was like, it was... And I have to say, like, when I heard this call, my heart broke for her because that was one of the most special moments to me when Garage Boy saw me for the first time. And he was in shambles. Yes. Like, he was literally in shambles. And I feel like if it wasn't like that, both of us were in shambles for each other. And I feel like that's what you want to experience on your wedding day. Like, both of us were a mess together. And if that's not happening, like, turn around and start over.
It must be nice, Jess. That must be really nice. She saved all those feelings for Twilight New Moon. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're having such a good time right now.
What happened?
Somebody's got to call in and make Charlotte feel better. Like,
oh, what happened?
I mean, we've all worked in offices for a very long time. All of us collectively, you, like all of us. I don't think I've heard of like a worse office wardrobe malfunction than what just happened with Charlotte.
Oh no.
I've never worked around one at least. And I don't even know how to like address this right now. This is Mixed, by the way. Hi, it's Kramer and Jess. This is not like a radio bit or anything. This literally just happened and I'm not sure how to like progress. We have Jonas Brothers tickets in just a couple of minutes. We have to address this. I'm sorry, Charlotte. You want to explain to all of us what just went down?
So I just came back from the bathroom. And
and she looks so disheveled. I could tell. I was like, what's happening?
And I'm wearing a scarf today. And I had just done my laundry recently. And I'm not really good at, like, folding my clothes. I kind of just, like, you know, we have a floor pile.
Oh, my God.
That you take it from.
Yeah.
So I looked in my scarf and I was like, wait.
What's in there?
A really bright green lacy thong that apparently has been there
the whole time.
All day. And I just want to know how many people have seen this today,
dude. Literally, like, the amount of times
she
that
had a
actually
thong hanging from her scarf,
the amount of times that actually happens, because like that is so,
it's like
real
staticky.
It gets staticky and it sticks together, so you have to like tear. And also to defend Charlotte for a second, you know, when we wake up, it's dark outside.
It's very dark.
It's early,
and also, it's early. You're going fast. You
it's
live with
cold.
Your yeah. You live with other people, and so you don't want to be too loud. You don't want to put on too many lights.
Yes.
You maybe probably are. You know, you're trying to be as quiet as possible and as quick as possible.
My God.
So really, it only started getting bright a couple minutes ago. So it's been, you know what I mean. So
thank
wait,
you.
Yeah, no, I.
And that, it's a chunky scarf.
I mean, it's not that chunky, bro. Literally, Charlotte.
You didn't notice.
But I was about to say. Obviously, it wasn't noticeable enough because Charlotte and Kramer are in the same studio, and you didn't see it.
I didn't. I've been heads ahead in the game. The
I
whole
did
time,
talk
to
Gina and Greg earlier at 101.9. So now we need to know if they noticed.
I feel like Gina would have said something to you if she noticed, for sure.
Would she know?
Greg, never. I don't think so. I think Greg is just so sweet that he would not. But I do think because Gina is a girl's girl, I think she would have at least either not even said it in front of Greg, but she might have texted you and been like, hey Charlotte, there's a thong on
hey
your
girl
scarf.
Y'all, literally our producer Charlotte has a thong hanging off of her beige, it's a bright green thong,
not anymore,
hanging
right
off
put
of
it,
her
put away.
She literally had to like rip it off, like, okay, I was okay, sitting okay, here and okay, she was
okay,
like
okay, okay.
And like ripped, it was a bright green thong, and it was like, aww, it was literally hanging off of her scarf, and she's been wearing that around all morning with like not realizing it was there because it's so been so dark and like just early this morning. Is there anybody that wants to make her feel better? Did you have like a wardrobe malfunction at work? And I think that's even worse when it's at work. If you're around your friends, your family, it's not a big deal. Like at work, it's like it's so much harder to like recover from. So if you want to make Charlotte feel better, that's our new producer. If you don't know Charlotte yet, that would really make her feel good.
What an introduction.
Seriously, that's Charlotte, and that's her underwear. So wait, Missy from Wrigley, you had something similar happen to you too. What was this?
Okay, I worked at a retail store, went to the restroom, and had a dress on, pantyhose on, come out of the bathroom, walked through the store to the office, and got in the office, and realized that Mom, the back of my dress was tucked inside of my pantyhose.
No! And no one said a word to you?
The whole store.
Well, no, so I don't, and so then I looked around, I'm like, did anybody see this? I have no clue if anybody saw it.
Yeah. That actually, that happens a lot, like more than you think. It's almost something you have to specifically check for because you can't feel it.
That's true. How would you know?
Yeah,
unless a breeze came through.
Yeah, and you're like wait, what is that behind me? Ugh, I hate that no one said anything to you.
Yeah, that's rough.
Like, I don't think anybody saw it, and I'm hoping nobody saw it, but yes, nobody mentioned a word.
All right, everyone, let's place our bet. Am I going to have to cancel my birthday trip to New York City?
Don't even say it, man.
I know.
This story's kind of tragic. Explain where we're at with this.
This is what happens when you leave it up to the boys. Okay?
Kinda, yeah.
So my birthday is next month, and Garage Boy and I are actually, or hopefully, or who knows, maybe, we are supposed to be meeting up with his best friend in New York as well, and we were going to celebrate our birthdays together because my birthday and Garage Boy's best friend's birthday is a week apart. Now, I really, really, and I've already gotten these tickets to go see Wicked for my birthday. That's all I wanted to do.
Jess friggin' loves Wicked. If you're new to our show, Jess friggin', like, the movie comes out, like, Jess just, I mean, like
I saw the original cast when I was 10 years old in San Francisco. Yeah. I haven't been since I was 10. I've never seen Wicked on Broadway in New York. Okay, this is, like, my thing, okay? So that's all I wanted to do. That's it. However, I know that Garage Boy is really excited to see his best friend as well, and so I just wanted to also, like, let them do their thing. And so Wicked is my thing. That's it. And I asked. I was like, do you guys want me or need me to step in and help plan this trip? Because I'm typically the person who does that. Or do you want me to take a step back and let y'all do your thing? And my husband said to me, we got it.
Mistake number one.
Plot twist. The boys don't have it. Okay? I found out that after we had a conversation over a month and a half ago on what we were supposed to be doing for a hotel at the prices that we all could afford at that time for this holiday weekend in New York City, they didn't book that hotel.
Right.
Couldn't tell you why.
Yeah.
So at this point, I don't know if we can still go because everything that we had planned for and agreed on is like $300 more than what it was supposed to be. And clearly that's going to happen when you wait last minute to do a few, like it's like a weekend long trip over there. It's expensive.
Over a holiday weekend.
Over a holiday weekend.
Because you guys want to go over Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yes.
The plan?
Yeah.
And basically now it priced you out because the boys waited too long. You said, hey, it's okay. They said, listen, we got it. You can just sit back.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything.
No.
And now it's too expensive.
So I don't know if we're going to, I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to process this because I asked if you needed my services, okay? Because the last time we went, and it was for my birthday and his best friend's birthday. I handled everything. I made reservations, like, and I think that was my fear, and which is why I wanted to respectfully. I was like, I'm gonna respect boundaries. I'm gonna trust them. I also want them to like do their thing and give them space. And I just did not want them thinking we could show up and have the same kind of experience we did the last time,
right?
Because a lot of planning goes into that.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the boys don't have it.
But now instead of just stepping in, you're still letting them handle this trip. You're still going to let them try to figure it out.
I asked Garage Boy and I was like,
hey,
you know,
do you need me to come step in and fix this?
So what's good? You know, do you need me to step in? And he was like, no. This is our bad. You know,
it's cool.
We got it. And I was like, listen. If there's no way we can afford to go past this certain price, and if we can't figure it out, like, we got to bow out. And I have to sell my Wicked tickets, and we're not going anymore.
Jess pretty much thinks that if the boys can't figure this out soon, this trip's going to get canceled. Okay, we got some context clues. Let's go around the room and just make some early predictions. Do we think the boys are going to get it, or do we think they're going to have to cancel the trip because they just did not plan it soon enough? We'll start with Jess on early predictions. And by the way, if you want to hear this full story, because it really is pretty messy.
If you want to hear the full uncensored
it's messy.
Story.
It's a messy story. It's on our podcast right now, Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Just be
aware. Not for kids. Not for kids. Especially that episode.
Yeah. It's,
oh, my goodness.
Insane episode.
Yeah, not for kids at all.
That's on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Kramer and Jess Uncensored Podcast. Or just go to KramerandJess.com. Jess, will the boys get it together and you can have your birthday trip, or will it get canceled?
Canceled.
Can't you really think so? They won't pull it together? This is your husband.
I just don't. Because also there's a like, you know, adding some information. This is a big group of people.
Yeah.
And I just don't think. I just don't think it's going
to
work out.
I got faith in the boys, man. We pull things off. It just, we get there. It's last minute, but the boys always seem to somehow pull it together. Charlotte, will the boys pull it off, or is Jess going to have to cancel her birthday trip? Early predictions.
My faith in the boys is not strong right now, but I think Garage Boy will realize that now is the time to lock in.
Yes.
I think I'm manifesting that he's going to pull an epic rebound
too. This is going to be his great comeback.
Yes.
In this really messy story.
Never again, trust your husband and his friends ever, 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 ever.
If they say they got it, yo.
Not for good, for bad. Very, very bad.
They don't got it.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh. It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we've got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this this crazy idea that you got going through your head?
Okay, so I want to trick my son into buying weed so he doesn't make bad decisions later in his life.
Why? What? Why would you want to do that in the first place?
Why trick him? What does that mean?
Okay, it's spring break, and 10 of his lacrosse buddies are in Ocean City this week, and there's only one parent.
Okay.
And I'm just concerned that he's going to make bad decisions. And I was talking with my coworker, who is a big weed smoker, and he was like, "I think you and I should go, and I'm going to try and sell him weed. And see, if he does it, then you know we got a problem. And I know that he's not prepared. And instead of him, like, ruining his whole life and having, like, scholarships pulled and all of the negative consequences happen, he's just going to have the wrath of me instead.
So I'd
rather have that than him ruin everything."
Is this the direction that you're afraid that he's going into? I guess I'm kind of confused as to, like, why is it that you want to test if your son is going to buy weed or not? Like, has he shown any inclinations that he would possibly put his potential college lacrosse career in jeopardy? Like, where is this coming from?
So he's a junior in high school, and he has serious potential to play lacrosse in college. Mm-hmm. And I don't want this one trip, this one moment, to ruin all of that. You know, when you're with 10 of your friends,
yeah,
I feel like that's when you're really tested. Like, because he's usually around me.
Oh, so
his father and I, we've worked so hard.
I see what you're saying. So this is like his first opportunity. I'm guessing he doesn't like, at that age, I guess especially, you don't really get a lot of opportunities to like have freedom. So this is his first like ounce of freedom. And you're saying, I need to see how he's going to handle these situations. And if he takes the bait of buying marijuana, that could really screw him up with potential.
100%.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's say you and your coworker drive down there and your son buys it. Then what? Like, what are you going to do?
I'm going to pull him from lacrosse so he knows what that feels like now, so he doesn't make that same mistake in college.
Wow. 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 Damn, this is definitely cuckoo, but I don't know that I hate it. Okay, so Anonymous is saying, hey, my son is on spring break right now, and I'm thinking about driving over to Ocean City, and my coworker is going to try to sell my son marijuana and see if he buys it. If he does, I'm obviously going to have a lot of consequences with that, because I want him to feel the consequences now, because if he does that kind of stuff in college, that's going to have a whole lot more consequences with all of his collegiate sports, with lacrosse and everything, than it would right now if I try to set him up. If he says no, that's great. Then, you know, you have nothing to worry about. But like, what if he says yes? You know, man, do we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of it? I mean, yes, it sounds crazy, but this might be crazy enough to work, honestly. 410-583-1065. Jess?
I think I just don't understand why we have to put him in the situation, and why we couldn't just have a conversation with him about the severity of what could possibly happen. I don't know. I think I would hate for him to find out that you did this, and I feel like that would damage your guys' relationship, to be honest.
I feel like if I straight up asked him about it, he wouldn't be honest with me. Yeah. You know, obviously, like, marijuana affects your brain, so I'm not even sure if I'm going to get a straight answer, and I don't know.
Okay.
I don't hate this. If I was in his shoes, I would hate this. As a 40-year-old man, I don't hate this because there's so much riding on this. I'm not a parent, but I say why not? Anonymous is saying, I'm thinking about going over to Ocean City this weekend because my kid's over there. And I'm going to have a coworker of mine try to sell him weed. And I just want to make sure he's not going to buy it. Because I know if he does this kind of stuff in college, that this is going to be a really big problem. Do we tell her to go for that? Or do we talk her out of that?
This is Nikki on 2 in Pasadena.
What's up, Nikki?
Hi. I kind of see her perspective, but I really agree with Jess. The natural consequences of whatever decision that he's going to make with or without her assistance or her setting him up are much more impactful than any situation she can force. And if he's going to do it, he's going to do it one way or another.
Mm.
And
so you
runs the risk of potentially damaging that relationship, that if one day he needs her because he might fall into addiction, he doesn't have her anymore because now he doesn't trust her because she set him up.
Wait, so you think this, I'm sorry, so you think this is a bad idea then?
I think it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
I see why, and I empathize with her. Mm-hmm. But
again, I'm not a parent, so there's a lot of things I can't comprehend, and I can like understand that. But why does this not make sense then? Like, why not just see what he would do, and then obviously, if you could teach this life lesson early, why would you not do it?
Because it really, really breaks the trust that you're supposed to have with your caregiver.
Mm. And are you kind of saying too, where it's like, I mean, she can almost set up any situation that she wants to, but it's not going to get the point across. It's almost like they have to experience a real life experience for it to set
Absolutely.
In.
But okay.
I've been a mom for over 20 years.
But like, do you want that to be a real life lesson? I mean, I guess that's a question. Thank you for calling. But like, do you want that to be like a real life lesson? You know, hey, Maya from Harford County. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I mean, what do you think? You know, she's considering basically staging her coworker to sell her son marijuana just to see if he'll buy it. Do we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of it?
I mean, honestly, I can't even believe she's letting her kid go in the first place.
You really? Think even that was too far?
Oh my God! Terrible decision.
Why?
Like, well, I mean,
because
too far for that.
I mean, look, we all know what we did when we went to Ocean City, right?
Yeah, right.
And like, it doesn't matter how good you think your kids are, or how much you trust them, or how you've built the relationship. They're lying to you. Like teenagers, they're not developed yet. Like they are. I would even say until you're 30. Like, you should not be making any of your own decisions.
I would hope, and I know he's young, but I would hope, let's say she does go through with this, I would at least hope he would not do it. You know what I mean? Just some random stranger.
Yeah,
you know,
but
I mean,
but Maya, are you saying it's almost like she has to do it because there's no other way she's going to find out the truth?
Oh, 100%. There's no way that kid is going to tell his mom what he really did.
Mean, that's like I was saying. Like, she's definitely going to get the truth. Like this is the only 100% way.
She
will find out. Again, I hope he would not do it, but this would be the only 100% way to find out the truth. Is it not though? Like an invasion of privacy at this point, though. That's the only thing that I want. Like, is
teenagers
it not,
should not have privacy.
They should have no privacy?
They don't deserve privacy.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Even
and
a junior?
And I also don't know if I feel
15,
like, I don't think that
especially
we can.
Especially a junior. She's putting her kid's like future in jeopardy here.
No
like,
privacy.
By letting him go. Yeah, no.
A 15, 16 year old should have no privacy.
Have a job. You know, it sounds like he's doing sports. Like if you want him to succeed at all.
No privacy.
You need to know exactly what he's doing. Zero privacy.
Oh, no. Okay. All right.
Well, you need to know what's going on.
Okay. There you go. So you say go for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
There goes Maya. All right. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Does she go for this? Or we talk her out of it? Hop on the phone with us. Colleen, it's Averna Park. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
We're good. Do we tell her to go for this or we talk her out of it?
Absolutely. Talk her out of it.
Why?
Well, I'm a parent of a 19 and a 23-year-old, and... you have to build a relationship with them. and that's going to destroy any kind of trust that she has for them. And also, you have to teach your children and let them make the decision themselves in life. You can't hover over them with everything that they do. It's ridiculous that other parents said a child has no privacy whatsoever. It's not a prison.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that just sounds very unhealthy.
Yeah, I mean.
No, it's very unhealthy. It's very unhealthy. You have to teach them and hope that they make the right decisions, and they are going to make mistakes, and they are going to fall on their face, and you have to be there to help them and pick them up.
Right.
But not set them up for a, you know, and seriously, marijuana, it's not. I worry more about alcohol than I do with marijuana. I've had more friends destroy their lives with alcohol. Never had anybody destroy their lives from marijuana.
Well,
so.
for either or, whether if it was one or the other, do you still think what she's doing is the wrong decision?
Absolutely. I think she's going to destroy a relationship with her son. He's going to be embarrassed.
Okay.
He's going to be upset. And, yeah, she's doing the wrong thing.
Okay. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
410-583-1065. Hey, Rachel Newcastle, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're good. So, you know, she kind of wants to, like, stage this marijuana selling thing to her son over here and, like, see if he's going to buy it when he's in Ocean City for spring break. Like, do we tell her to go for this or do we talk her out of it?
We definitely need to talk her out of it. Mm-hmm. As a parent, we're guides for our kids. I think life's going to throw enough tests at them, and we don't need to throw more artificial tests at them. We really need to be there for them as they get through, like, the tests that life gives them themselves.
But
wait, that's so true.
I mean, I guess, and let me ask you, again, I'm not a parent, so I'm just asking questions, but, like, don't you need to, like, kind of, like, for example, you don't just put your kid into a car at 16 and say, good luck, like, you give them a learner's permit and you drive with them for a while to make sure that, like, they're learning how to, like, do things like this. You take them out into, like, a, you know, into an empty parking lot and put them through tests to make sure they know what they're doing. You don't just say, hey, good luck out there. Like, is this not kind of the equivalent of the same thing?
No, it's not. And I would say that if she lets him go away for spring break, she's communicating a type of trust for him or the parent chaperone or whatever situation that is, you know, managing that. But if she doesn't feel like he's ready, either not let him go or set up some controls around that, maybe go with him or let him go for a shorter amount of time or say no unless there's another parent.
Yeah, I think that's true. It's like if he's ready or not, that's a decision that can be made as well. And I also feel like when it's almost when you take the ability from your, I'm just going to speak from my personal experience because I don't have kids either. But when you take the ability away for your child to make a decision, I think it's harder for them to be able to make decisions on their own. And it feels like this is kind of what she's doing to her son.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that. All right, that's a good point. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck with her.
So, I mean, Anonymous, how does that make you feel then? I mean, it seems like a lot of parents are just saying you just got to trust, you know, at least give him that trust. And, you know, this might feel like a little extreme in the whole situation, you know.
I know it sounds crazy, but, like, I still feel like I need to do this in order to, like, get it off my mind.
Mm-hmm. I would just take some time to think about it because I do feel like sometimes things like this can backfire and could possibly jeopardize the relationship and trust you have with your son. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to get the answer you want. I mean, it's just how you want to handle it, you know, and that's really going to be up to you and your parenting, you know? So I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we always invite people to come back on to give us the updates because we're clearly very nosy in these situations. Would you be curious? I mean, would you be interested in coming back in on Monday to do a Talk Me Out of It update with us? To let us know. Yeah. We usually do those about 8:25 on Monday morning. Would that work for you?
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.